You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Ministry of Education recently shared its consultation document for their new Aotearoa New Zealand's Histories curriculum. The curriculum has the objective of telling a broad story of New Zealand's history. Manying Ip, a Emeritus Professor of Asian Studies, says the exclusion of diverse groups living in New Zealand from the document is a major oversight. The ministry says the document was meant to be a starting point for the curriculum, but the professor says this is an issue too big to be ignored or left to chance.
I think that the framework should have something, should have a slot, should have a place to address the history of the Tauiwi. At the moment, the framework lays out very clearly that there is to be the decolonization and then centralizing the role of the Tangata Whanua, which we most people totally agree with and see the need for. But in the addressing of the decolonization and then to tell the story in the way of centralizing Tangata Whanua, we have totally neglected what the, for me, as a historian who has researched on the Chinese for the last four decades, it is mainly the, not just the Chinese, but anyone who is not the colonizer and the colonized. So, at the moment, there was between the Maori and the Crown. And what if somebody was, for groups who were not represented by either the Crown or the conquered or the colonized, like the Chinese. Well, at the time when the treaty was signed, of course, it was only the Maori and the Crown. Well, the Chinese were there, but they were totally ignored. And there was a few, at first a few hundred and then a few thousand of people, the gold miners, falling outside the pale. But increasingly, because of the, of history, because of what happened and so on and so forth, so the people who were neither Maori nor Pākehā were totally the story not told. In history, of course, we have got bits of so-called interesting anecdotes, or the hardworking gold miners, and then later on the market gardeners or the restaurateurs, and then new immigrants, other than as if they were by chance or interesting anecdotes here and there. If in the framework, there needs to be a place for Tauiwi. Well, the Chinese and then, historically later on the Indians, all right, and the Pacifica. And, and of course from the early, very beginning, you have got the whalers and so on, who would be Danes or, ethnically, you were talking about Danes and not Northern Europeans. And, people who, basically, neither the colonizer nor the colonized didn't get a mention at all. There was no place for them, and it is actually a big, oversight, a very serious oversight, which really harmed New Zealand's. Well, isn't the New Zealand story the story of the formation of New Zealand identity?
So then, how can the new curriculum do better to address that historical and current racism towards Chinese New Zealanders in Aotearoa?
Well, addressing the current racism is could be a happier outcome, but at the moment we need to set that in place first to say that the people who had been around, groups who have been around. This is quite difficult, I suppose, is to address the faults of the fault or the oversight of the white nation. When New Zealand was founded in 1840, when the treaty was signed, they envisaged it as a white nation, but they wanted it to be sort of a, quote, kindly white nation, so that the so-called natives, which was the Tangata Whanua, should be treated with some kind of courtesy, some kind of consideration. However, we argue about the articles of the treaty, but that was, apparently the set out to do it that way. But whereas anyone who was falling outside the framework of the white nation were ignored. So if we are talking about how racism could towards the Chinese and the Indians and the Pacifica, anyone who was discriminated against because of the skin colour. Basically, you know, put it crudely, it was a skin colour. Now, then this needs to be recognised, and then therefore, in his curriculum framework, need to have a section on the Tauiwi that admit that there was an oversight and admit that they needed, should have been looked at. And then there needs to be a whole section, in the curriculum on them. It is not just saying the Chinese or the Chinese stories. No, there's more than that.
So then the ministry has said that the consultation document was a framework meant for setting directions. So what revisions or additions should be made to better reflect the diversity of all people living here?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, yes, because it is, I know that we're talking about this, giving direction of the framework, suggestions on what they call issues that are too big to be ignored. So I'm raising the point that this is an issue too big to be ignored or living to be left to chance, all right? That is, there were Tauiwi at the time of the signing of the treaty. A group of people who were ignored and sidelined or peripheralized, whatever you call it, you know, because they weren't prepared to have this group of people in the white nation in the framework. It should be in the framework. It was just not anecdotes to be added later. Oh, so we have got an immigration policy, and therefore we want business migrants, and therefore we have Asians. It's not that, because it actually skewered the focus of and it's not history, you know. Those were sideline developments as things unfold, you know, as the world's event move on. It should be addressed right at the center, at the very foundation, that in the framework there should be a place for Tauiwi, yeah, or whatever we call them, you know. And we just call them others. We just call them, we can't just call them immigrants, yeah, because it's just the wrong kind of naming gives rise to wrong kind of impressions. I mean, the naming groups in the wrong way, as they did in the past, they called the Chinese Yellow Peril, for example, which I would suggest is something that is really wrong, because by labeling people by their skin color and othering them, and that is what happened. That is what happened to New Zealand race relations today. Yeah, and so I'm just suggesting that very strongly that to have a real New Zealand nation, we needed to have the colonizer, the colonized, and those they were not even willing to colonize, all right? The Chinese were brought in to be as itinerant laborers. They were the Yellow Peril. They just wanted them to go away. It didn't happen. And they needed to have it there in the foundation framework for them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.